For the past week, orange California skies have rained down ash as dozens of wildfires blanket the Northwest region. The outdoors in many places is toxic. Those fires have hit the Central Valley hard, the region at the heart of California's agricultural industry. Most farm workers there have little choice but to be outside, inhaling smoke as they perform physically demanding work. That is especially the case for those who are in the country illegally and cannot access government aid. Hernan Hernandez is executive director of the California Farm Worker Foundation, and he joins us now. Hernan, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you, Sasha, for having me.
Could you start by giving us a physical sense, a visceral sense of what conditions are like for some of these workers who spend their days on farms and outside in fields?
Yes, physically, if you're working at 110 degrees and you have like the perfect toxic cocktail right now going on with the wildfires, and given the area in which we are in, the Central Valley, we have one of the worst air qualities in the nation. When you go down to the ground and you talk to the average farm workers, a lot of them will tell you that it's extremely difficult for them to breathe. And it's even worse when you try to give them an N95 in 110 degree weather. It's a very tough time right now for farm workers.
You mentioned masks, and certainly wearing a mask could help somewhat. But one of the concerns we're hearing from farm workers in California is a lack of PPE. You know, masks were already required during the pandemic, and California employers are required to make masks available to outdoor workers if the air quality reaches a certain unhealthy level. But Hernan, I understand that you're hearing that employers are not always supplying masks.
Yes, there's not enough PPE to sustain the current agricultural workforce in California. So what we're seeing on the ground is that everybody's just trying to get a hold of whatever they can. At a state level, in which PPE distributions have occurred in the past couple of weeks, we're nowhere near meeting the demands to ensure the safety of farm workers and their families.
Hernan, for a lot of office workers, they have the option to work at home right now. That's clearly not an option if you work on a farm or in a field. What are you hearing from farm workers about the kinds of dilemmas and choices they're facing, especially in terms of what if they miss work and how do they try to protect their health? What are they wrestling with?
When you're dealing with the population of 60 to 70% are undocumented, and you ask them, you know, why are you continuing to work or how can the government help you? They're always looking just to continue to fend off for themselves. But it's extremely difficult right now during a pandemic. And when you look at farm workers and you ask them, how can the state help you during these difficult times? The number one thing they will tell you is rent relief. The Central Valley, the coastal areas, everywhere in California, there's a housing crisis. And you're seeing it through farm workers living in households that have 2 to 3 families because they can't afford the rent.
The state of California did supply some pandemic aid to undocumented immigrants, about $125 million back in May. Has that money gotten to farm workers and helped them during this time at all?
Yes, it was a very minute force that actually received the California aid. So this didn't encompass just farm workers. It encompassed any type of undocumented worker that works in retail, that works in restaurants, that works in construction. So a very minute force actually had an opportunity to receive those $500. So when you look at what happened there, and when we look at testimonials and farm workers calling us and showing their frustrations in regards to the program, they would tell us that they would be on the line for 10, 12, 13 hours day after day, and they could not get in the line. It got to the point where the lines crashed, and we noticed that farm workers not only were frustrated, but they also were a bit saddened because they didn't have the opportunity to receive a bailout, just like the rest of the country that has documents there.
That's Hernan Hernandez, Executive Director of the California Farm Worker Foundation. Thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you, Sasha, for having me.